meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Sébastien Bachelet speaking. Thank you for joining this call. We will take the roll call from the AC room. We will try to go to, I guess, two topics. One, it's to finish to review the comments who were gathered by staff in an Excel sheet. And as you know, I tried to add some comments, some answer to the comments made by to the last one we didn't have a look at. And I guess the second point will be what will be our next steps. And I will hope that we will finish the document first reading today, and we will see how we can go to the next phase later on into the call. Therefore, we are the five participants, and we can start the discussion. And I think we stop. We stop at recommendation. To recommendation, I guess we have to finish recommendation or to discuss the recommendation 8, 9, 10, and 11. Eight must be the number 7 something. There's one more, then it's 9. Recommendation 8. Here we have okay, we don't have the one with my suggested comment. Oh, it's me who is wrong with the document. Sebastian speaking. Can somebody from staff help me with that?
Yeah, I'll work with Brenda on that. We'll get the right version up in a few minutes.
Okay. Just to start, for the participants, and once again, thank you for joining. Did you have time to read the comments, what it's on column E? Or do you want me to read it through, first to have a recording, but also to be sure that you have the same level of information? Okay, if you want me to read it through, then please put a green tick, and I will do it. Okay, Klaus. Thank you. If you want to talk.
No, I just wanted to, sorry, I didn't find the tick, but I think it would be helpful if you read it soon. Thank you.
Okay. Then I will read it. Okay, you will have it in a few seconds. Therefore, we are commenting recommendation 8. The number is 9.03, and it's coming from the ICANN board. I add number to the different topics they have in this comment. Maybe what I will try to do is to read both. The board writes a recommendation to include an advisory panel. It's a significant change and does not seem appropriate for implementation at this time. The board suggests that focusing on how the Ombudsman can be strengthened should come first, and then consideration can come later as to whether additional advisory mechanisms are needed. When we did this recommendation, the board identified many of questions that support this conclusion. And I will read them after. Now, start to read my suggested comment. This advisory panel is one of the main proposals of the external review. At that time, they and the alongside were thinking that bylaw changes would be feasible. Shorten the implementation, the co-chair of the CCWG on accountability requested the subgroup to find the best way to implement any recommendation without bylaw change. The way the subgroup on the ICANN Ombuds Office seek it to put that in place with the full agreement of the ICANN board. Okay, I just saw Sebastian, I just saw your Brenda, your answer. Is it better now? Have you any comments on this first part of the board comments and answer? Okay. I guess we are here. Okay, the number one comments are from the board. What is the role of the broadly powered advisory panel in relation to the proper role of ICANN and the board with respect to the office of the ombuds? My suggestion is to add, first I have a question, it's what is the role of ICANN.org regarding ICANN Ombuds Office? From my understanding and knowledge, it was something with no link to the ICANN.org, but maybe I am wrong, and if so, I would be happy to have correction. And the other part of the answer is, as no bylaw changes, the board will delegate all its duty and responsibility, including the one actually done by the board governance committee and the board composition committee to the advisory panel. I would like to add that it's a way to strengthen the independence of the ICANN Ombuds Office with the board, and that's one main point both of our work and of the external review. Okay, if the volume is too low, maybe, may I ask, I get a call on my mobile and it will be easier. I hope so, because I can't fit it more.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Sebastian. What did you say about your volume? Because it is hard to hear. Plus, I also hear papers shuffling. So, did you ask for a dial out?
Yeah, it will be if people like you and Alberto have troubles, then can you call me? I will put my mobile phone here.
Yes, I will. Please stand by.
I'm sorry for that.
This one is a complex one, Sebastian. Maybe we can skip ahead to some of the other ones quickly that will require less speaking.
Okay, Sebastian joining. Can you hear me better?
Thank you, Sebastian.
Good. Thank you very much. Okay, I heard that you, Bernie, you were saying something. May I follow on? Okay. I will. Then Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Let's go to next comment. It's number two. What is the scope of advice that the advisory panel is to give the ombuds outside of involvement on non-complaint work, or does the advisory panel only have power to contribute to the hiring, firing, and evaluation of the ombuds office? My suggested answer is the advisory panel will be in charge of hiring, firing, and evaluate the ICANN ombuds office, but also will give advice, if needed, to topic as to how to understand and handle new subject, not cases here, how to organize the office, and it could be also at the request of the ICANN ombuds office. It is important to note that the advisory panel will allow inputs from people with knowledge of other ombuds activity from other structure, as I add now, as it is proposed to be built with people with good knowledge of ICANN and the ICANN and the ombuds work within ICANN, but also with ombuds from other places. Any comments? Okay. I will follow on. Number three, how does the notion of an advisory panel with powers relating to selection and termination of candidates work in practice with the section 5.2 of the ICANN bylaw, which requires the office of the ombuds to be independent? It is foreseen that there is a bylaw change here. My suggested answer is, if we can work around to leave the bylaw as it is, it will be a good first step. And I can add, yes, we know that it's in contradiction or not fitting with the current bylaw, but if, as I write before, it's a delegation from the board to the advisory panel, and the final decision is taken by the board, hopefully they will take the same decision that the advisory panel suggests, there is no need for immediate bylaw changes. Number four, would the advisory panel be purely advisory or more of wise counsel? My answer is more a question. I don't see the difference. It may be my English and or legal understanding, but I think that the advisory panel will try to give wise advice. Since, I don't know if there is some specifics with the term-wise counsel, but my understanding is that I don't get what the big difference between purely advisory and wise counsel. Maybe one of you have some insight on that. Maybe, Steve Sebastian speaking, maybe we can have they will see the answer, and if they want to give more inputs, we will be happy to receive from the board. Number five, how would the proposal work with Section 5.1c C of the bylaw, which requires 2/3 vote of the entire board to dismiss the ombudsman. What weight will be, sorry, would the board put in such a independent recommendation on termination? My suggestion answer is, as no bylaw changes, it will remain, and the board will act of the proposal of the advisory panel. During the implementation, we will need to define by the number for the vote by the advisory panel for each decision, but I imagine that the decision by the board at the end must be with 3/4 of votes, no change here. Now, number 6, how is the expertise of the advisory panel assessed in relation to the task need to undertake in relation to the ombudsman? The proposed composition of the advisory panel, it's the way to handle this. Number 7, how can the ombuds retain the confidentiality obligation as I can, per the ICANN bylaws, with the role of the advisory panel? Answer, no case will be discussed by the advisory panel, therefore there is no question of confidentiality, but anyhow, the advisory panel will have also, and I guess during the implementation we will fix that, confidentiality obligation. And I don't see any trouble. Number 8, is the 5-year evaluation cycle intended to replace the role of the accountability and transparency review team in assessing the ombudsman as part of the ICANN accountability work? My suggested answer is yes. And number 9, how are conflict of interest considerations to be assessed with regard to the advisory panel? My suggested answer is, during the implementation phase, we will define the conflict of interest to stick with the higher possible rules in the composition and during the work of the advisory panel. Number 10, lastly, board comments. While the report, not the ombuds, would be required to maintain its confidentiality and engagement per the bylaw, as noted above, it is unclear how the practice advisory panel will function with the ombuds in light of this requirement. I really think that there is no big deal here, as we will, this panel will work with those questions of confidentiality, and once again, there is no discussion on the case. And I guess it will be the same that the current discussion between the ombuds and the board, and specifically the Board Governance Committee and eventually the Board Composition Committee. Okay. That's the first one. Any comments, question on that one? Okay, Klaus, please.
Thank you for the answers. I have no problems with the answers. I have a problem with basically reading what the board is asking us. That I feel that there is not a misunderstanding, but a suspicion board about this advisory panel, and also with regard to confidentiality and all these things. I think I don't think it will be sufficient if we just provide an answer like you did quite well. But I think this needs a little bit of work of explaining and face to face and trying to sort things out in a more detailed and substantial way. And without trying to put somebody on the spot, I also would like to have the opinion or the comments of of Haim, of Herb as the ombudsman to it, because I think my problem is the tone, and my problem is the direction the questions are going, not so much the answers. But I'm frightened that we are stumbling here into a conflict which might not be that fruitful and necessary. Thank you. By the way, it's Klaus Stolz on the transcript.
Yes, thank you, Klaus Sebastian speaking. Herb, do you want to say something? No obligation, just a suggestion. Okay. Maybe you can write or next call, come to us on that. I will go to the next one. Recommendation. Okay, let's see. Recommendation from the GNSO business constituency. I guess we are now talking about recommendation 9, and it's a number 1001. The comments, it's agree, but expansion should be subject to community-based feedback mechanism to the advisory panel, covering Ombuds performance over the previous 5 years. And we have the same from the GNSO IPC and 10.02. And I suggest that we include something like that in our report, if you agree with that. Okay. Next one, it's from the ICANN board, 10.03, comment. I will read the comment from the board. The board understands the reasoning behind the recommendation changes to the Ombuds employment contract, but is concerned that the creation of a 5-year fixed-term contract with strict termination limitation may not provide motivation for high performance from the Ombuds. It should be a collective goal across ICANN that the Ombuds strive for exemplary performance in service to the ICANN community and not be rewarded through keeping a contract because the minimum performance level has been met. Similarly, if the Ombuds is doing a good job and is gaining trust and expertise, why would there be a recommendation to only extend his or her term for up to 4 years? Further, the current Ombuds has reported to ICANN that he doesn't view this recommendation as a means to promote and protect the independence of the office. The CCWG accountability might consider alternative way of addressing issue it is seeking to solve, so as to not discourage high-quality Ombuds and experience. It may be preferable to retain Ombuds composition based on some objective criteria, such as delivery on the reporting goals detailing in the recommendation 10 of this report. I suggest the following answer. I suggest that the subgroup confirm its proposal. The objective is to have an ICANN Ombuds with high performance. After 8 years, it may be a good time to change ICANN Ombuds office. Experience can also come from outside of ICANN. The board receives the inputs from the current ICANN Ombuds, and the CCWG on accountability receives the view of the external reviewer. Any comments, questions? I would like just to add one point. It's in link with what Klaus said before. The tone is quite strange from my point of view, and it's also very surprising for me to have the current Ombuds comments made to the board disclosed here. I don't think it's a good way to go, but maybe we should have some discussion with the board in one point or the other. Okay, we are almost at the middle of the call, and I will try to go as quick as possible. No other comments on the recommendation 9. On recommendation 10, we have support and agree. And let's go to recommendation 11, if you all agree with that. And we have the first comments within light green, therefore. I will read it. It's from ILAC 1201, and we recognize that the item proposed will address important high-level policy expected to be observed by the Office of the Ombudsman. Therefore, we do not believe restricting the Ombudsman from certain activities, as suggested by a certain member of the committee, is a necessary detail to codify in such policy. We expect the Ombudsman will understand their role and, hence would observe his her duty accordingly. Community policy of the Ombudsman should not be a solution to fix a performance issue. I don't see any problem with that. And let's go to GNSO IPC 12.03. Support, however, we request further detail as to what non-complaint work the Ombuds Office will be involved with in ICANN. My suggested answer, it will be worked out during the implementation phase, taking into account the report of the external reviewers. It seems that it's a little bit difficult because we have different documents, but what was in the review, the input of the external reviewer is still valid to the work we are doing. Okay, next one, it's GNSO registry. The comments is as follow. We respect to recommendation 11. Regarding the Ombudsman effort in non-compliance work, including involvement in policy design, the registry stakeholder group has a concern about clarity. The role of the Ombudsman is to act as a neutral dispute resolution practitioner. While the Ombudsman may accept questions in addition to complaints, it should be made clear that the Ombudsman does not have free rein to formally engage in policy development unless and to the extent that the Ombuds is formally asked to do so by a policy development process. The registry stakeholder group believes that any level of Ombuds activity in a policy design process, if and as so requested, should be given as is without any implication of stamp of approval. I don't see any trouble with that. Maybe we need to confirm in one way or another, but except if you have a comment on that, I don't see any trouble. The board, even if they agree, it's comment number 12.05, and I will read it. The guidance detailed in the report is a strong enhancement and clarification of the Ombuds function, and the board supports this recommendation. We note that an interdependency exists between this work and the work of the transparency subgroup. The transparency subgroup recommends some specific involvement of the Ombuds in the DIDP process. To the extent the transparency recommendation is an expansion of the role of the Ombuds, it will be valuable to apply this criteria to the transparency report recommendation to consider request to expand the ombuds role. My suggested answer is yes, and it was somehow done by the external reviewers. They took that as an example to formulate recommendation number 11. Okay, I have finished with the comments and my suggest answer. Do you have any comments, inputs, questions on what we have done today and what I have read? If not, I suggest that we discuss what will be the next step, and with the next step, how we want to organize our work. Thank you, Herb. Hope to see you and talk to you at our next call. I would like to suggest the following next step. The first one, we have now full comments and possible answer to those comments, and we may circulate that to our group and give time between this call and the next one for everybody to read it. And like that, we will have a second reading during the next call. And we need in parallel to build where we want to make changes within the report. Is it possible that Bernie, you help us with that, with considering that we will have a second reading and we agree with that, what could be the change that we made within the document? And it will be very helpful if you can do it, and I don't know, you need a few days for that. If it can be done, I don't know, 2 days before our next call will be great, and that, like that, we will be able to discuss after our second reading what are the changes we want after we have read and agree on the second reading. We will discuss the changes in the report, and with that, I hope that we will have accomplished our work. We may have a need for if there are big changes, but I don't think so. But maybe a second reading of our changes of the report, and then we will be able to send it to the full CCWG, and our work will be over, hopefully soon. Any comments, questions? And if not, may I suggest that we stop our call now, if there is no any other business. I would like once again to thank you for your participation, and hope to talk to you soon. I don't remember when is the next call, but as it's now a new, very useful way of doing, Donna will send a reminder, and also will send a request to know who will participate, like that we are sure that we have 5 participants, and that's a great improvement to next call is on Monday, February the 12th, and 19 UTC. And I hope that we will conclude our work. It will be a very good Thursday present, as it's the next day for me. And once again, thank you very much for your participation. And this call is adjourned. We can stop the recording. Bye-bye, and take care.